A decision today from the Colorado Supreme Court that could make it harder for Republicans in the state to hold on to two congressional seats next November. Justices said Colorado's Republican-controlled legislature was wrong when it tried to replace a court-ordered political redistricting map with one more favorable to the GOP. Democrats in Colorado hope the decision will lead to success in the 2004 election, but Republicans say the redistricting fight is not over. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Under Colorado's constitution, political boundaries can be drawn only once every decade, but this time it's been done twice, once by a judge and a second time by the Republican-dominated legislature. The second version consolidated Democrats in one district while giving Republicans a larger advantage in two others. Democrats went to court and sued. Now the state Supreme Court has sided with Democrats. That prompted quick criticism from the chair of the Colorado Republican Party. Ted Halaby says justices have usurped the power of the state legislature.
For the Colorado Supreme Court to reach the conclusion and findings it did in its opinion today, they had to jump that huge hurdle so clearly set forth in our Colorado Constitution that it is the General Assembly that shall do the congressional redistricting.
Halaby won't go so far as to say this is a political opinion. He just says it's a bad one. Under today's decision, next November's election will be based on the original map drawn by the judge. But Halaby says that could change. There's another case in federal court that questions whether the judge's map violates U.S. law on voting rights. Halaby says if Republicans lose that case too, then they might appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The lead Democrat in today's case, Colorado Attorney General Ken Salazar, predictably says today's ruling should settle the matter once and for all.
I think it should end the litigation. And I think for the other parties to decide to pursue this to the U.S. Supreme Court would be a mistake. If they want to pursue it, we'll pursue it as well.
The Republican-drawn map actually benefited one of Colorado's two Democrats in Congress, Representative Mark Udall. It shifted more Democrats into his district, giving him a so-called safe seat. Still, Udall is critical of the Republican map because, he says, voters are best served when their representatives have to fight to win elections.
I see, frankly, in the U.S. House of Representatives, too many safe seats, both Democrat and Republican safe seats. And I think that leads to rhetorical excesses and ideological positions.
Republicans say they deserve more solidly Republican congressional seats in Colorado because the state is becoming more conservative. Even if Republicans lose the redistricting battle, State Party Chair Ted Halaby says that won't spell disaster for the GOP. After all, Republicans won 5 out of 7 congressional seats in the 2002 election when the judge's map was in place.
Well, I can simply say that we were quite successful under the old map.
Colorado is not the only state going through a redistricting battle right now. Both parties in Texas also have been duking it out over political boundaries. A federal court is scheduled to hear arguments in that case next week. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.